floodwaters in this area.
And there are other problems.
In this area, it's becoming increasingly difficult to get gas. Grocery stores, banks, everyday things that you take for granted are closed in these areas.
Statewide, more than 90,000 homes damaged or destroyed. At least 39 people have died in the disaster, and more bodies could be found as crews go block by block in Houston as water recedes. President Trump just tweeted, Texas is healing fast, and he'll go back there tomorrow. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, the president and the first lady will visit Houston and other hard-hit areas as the White House pushes for nearly $6 billion in disaster relief. If approved by Congress, $5.5 billion would go to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The Small Business Administration would get $450 million. The Washington Post reports the initial request is expected to be a down payment on a larger aid package. Dave?
Now, Rachel, the president also just tweeted about the FBI director he fired, saying, wow, looks like James Comey exonerated Hillary Clinton long before the investigation was over, saying it's a rigged system. This as the report had come out that Comey began drafting a statement exonerating Clinton in the months before the announcement, according to the Senate Judiciary Committee. We get an update on the economy in about a half hour. The August jobs report is expected to show about 180,000 people found work. The unemployment rate may have held steady at 4.3%. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Can you mow a yard, clean a house, haul off some junk? Then you can make extra money with the Tackle app. Tackle is an amazing new app that connects people who can perform small jobs with customers who need them done. Signing up is easy, so become a Tackle provider today. Go to Tackle.com to join.
That's TAKL.com.
As a Tackle provider, you can be your own boss, set your own hours, and make great money. Go to TAKL.com today.
Home isn't just a place, it's a feeling that you're safe to enjoy the things that matter most. ADT lets you take that feeling with you, whether you're at home, your business, or online. We help keep you safe with security systems, home automation, alarms, and surveillance, so you can feel at home wherever you are. Go to ADT.com to get that feeling for less than a dollar a day. ADT, home. Safe home.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends September 13th. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends September 13th. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A correction to the story we had in the 6 o'clock news hour, the groundbreaking of Texas A&M's Music Activity Center, that will take place next Friday afternoon, not today. We'll have more details for you next week. Brazos County Commissioners held their second emergency meeting of the week related to Harvey yesterday. County Judge Dwayne Peters says they extended their emergency disaster declaration for 30 days.
You have to come up with a total of more than $700,000 to actually qualify to get FEMA money. And I don't know that we'll be able to do that, or that it'll rise to that level, but we still felt like it's probably the best strategy was to go ahead and extend.
Commissioners also approved spending $6,000 for a 12-month lease on land to provide a detour for those who drive McAllister Lane. That's a county road in the Stewart's Meadow subdivision west of College Station that was damaged by last weekend's rains. Mail service has resumed in the Twin Cities.
College Station Postmaster Roland Sanchez and Bryan Postmaster Thomas Tumbo said carriers hit the streets yesterday morning and retail operations are open at both post offices. Sanchez said they received four trucks Wednesday night from the processing center in North Houston. Sanchez says the answer to the most asked question is the mail will go out the same day it arrives from Houston. His suggestion for the fastest way to send non-emergency mail not headed to the Houston area is to use post offices outside the Houston processing zone. Those locations include Midway, Leona, Bremon, Milano, Rockdale, Giddings, and Carmine. The Bryan Postmaster had no comments about the four-day mail suspension other than confirming service has resumed. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
United Way of the Brazos Valley is the local manager of the 211 Texas Information Service. President Allison Prince says they got busy when Houston Center went down last Sunday after Hurricane Harvey made landfall.
Yesterday, I think we took over just about 300 calls all day, but so far this morning at about 11 o'clock, we had already done about 300 calls.
Prince says the call center is hearing from locals who are asking how they can help storm victims, but she's learned those agencies who could use the help cannot accept it right now.
Even some of the resources in the Houston area or down in Victoria, they've taken on water. So the locations where you would go for services aren't even open because they're trying to figure out where am I going to put, I've got to move to drier land as well. So they're scrambling. I've been in touch with a couple agencies down there and they're kind of scrambling and figuring out their plans and where they're moving to.
The 211 call center is open 24 hours a day. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. The number is 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Reading helps children discover the world around them. Helping a child develop the literacy skills they need for success in life is one of the greatest gifts you can give. Read with a child early and often, opening their window to the world.
Howdy, I'm Congressman Bill Flores. Teaching children to read at an early age can make a big difference in their future success. Help open a child's window to the world.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, good morning. 709 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, let's check some weather, shall we? It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Dry weather continues to build across the area. It'll hold in place right through tomorrow and into the early part of Sunday. Sunshine should lead to a high today of 90 to 95. Overnight, we're clear, 70 to 75. Sunny, warm again tomorrow. High is going to be anywhere from 90 to 95. It's partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Partial sun Sunday. There could be a late-day thunderstorm. High is 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M's Travion Williams as the Aggs gear up for their season opener Sunday. Meanwhile, Zach Taylor has a look at your high school football report for tonight, and the Astros beat the Rangers in the final game of their series before returning home tonight to face the Mets tomorrow. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so on the gas price, just tap the brakes, okay? It's really okay right now.
Right.
Not saying it's going to change, not change, but right now it's fine. I went and looked at diesel because that's what I drive, and, you know, it's at 219 all over town, okay? That was, some of those are as recently as 29 minutes ago. Now, as far as gasoline is concerned, it's 205. That was 12 hours ago. Okay, 215 at the Exxon on La Brisa. There are a couple other places where it's 219. So the average price in College Station is $2.30, okay?
Okay.
Lowest price is 2.5. The trend is it's going to go up. It is
right.
Going to go up. But talking to a listener who's in the oil patch, and we were talking a little bit about refineries because some of them are not operating. But, for instance, we were talking about Sunoco. Sunoco has only been down 12 hours total. They're back up and running. There are refineries down in Corpus Christi, and there's some over in Nederland, which is in the Golden Triangle mm-hmm. area. And so, yes, there are some that are not open, but there are others that are. And so I don't think we're at the point where we need to be panicking. But, I mean, just put it on your list of things to do today.
Right.
Give yourself maybe some time because you might have to stand in line someplace, especially if you go to the places that are known to have lower-priced gas. But
mm-hmm.
Overall, it should be okay. More importantly, Florence just flew by us about 6 minutes ago.
I forgot to put it in my news.
Well, it didn't matter. It's okay. No, it didn't matter because it was done. That's all.
Nothing happened. Yeah.
It was
we
all right.
Didn't die.
We did
this
not
is Chelsea
die.
Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620.
Yeah, we're done. So there, that's taken care of. The other thing is this J.J. Watt deal. This is just,
man,
this is amazing. And if you remember, we talked about this, 3 days ago was about, is mm-hmm. that when it started?
Yep.
Started, actually says here, it started on Sunday.
Okay.
Kicked off the fundraiser with an initial personal donation of $100,000 with a goal to raise $200,000 for the charity.
Ha.
Yeah. Made a little video introducing the challenge. Then he uploaded it to Twitter. With the help of some friends and fans, he got $200,000 in 2 hours, which is amazing because nobody wanted to stop there. He set the goal to $500,000 the same day, met that goal within 24 hours.
Wow.
Then he boosted it to $1 million. On the 29th, the Tennessee Titans owner, Amy Adams Strunk,
mm-hmm.
now... she still has a house in Houston. She's a Houston native.
Okay.
And has a house outside the city. So she went in there and she dropped a mill on him.
Yeah.
And then on Wednesday, the charity got another boost when Ellen DeGeneres surprised Watt with the news that Walmart had chipped in another $1 million.
Yeah.
Have you checked it this morning? Have you checked it
I know
morning?
It's over 10.
It's at 13.6.
Wow.
Wow.
$13.6 million.
He kept boosting it.
He did.
A million by a million.
Yeah.
And then when he got to 5, he finally said, okay, we just need to go to 10. Let's
yep.
go to 10.
Yep.
And then he hit 10. And because I follow him on Instagram, and he's been posting all of these videos on Instagram as well. And once they got to 10, he said, okay, I'm just going to leave the link open. You guys feel free to donate whatever. Like, there's no more goal. Let's just see how much we can raise.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. The coolest part, and I think why people are responding so much to this, obviously not just the celebrities and the rich people, but everyone, he's being so transparent about where it's going, what mm-hmm. they're doing with it. He's keeping people updated on, here's the plan. The trucks are being loaded. They're going to be delivered this weekend. Me and my teammates are going to help unload the truck. Da 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 da. Where we've talked about, a lot of people sometimes are unsure of where to donate or to who to donate to because they don't know where that money's going.
Right.
But he's being very, hey, this is what it's, you know, we are making sure it is going to the people. And so that, I think, has been a huge help with his success, too.
It has. And that's, you know, we had the story earlier that the Red Cross is concerned because apparently there have been some scams associated with that. So they're saying if you want to give to the Red Cross and only do it online, don't do it off of an app mm-hmm. or anything like that because that ends up not going where it needs to. But, again...
Man, JJ is just Captain America, isn't he?
Well, he is.
He's awesome.
I don't know that... clearly, canceling the game, the preseason game that they were going to have with Dallas made a difference there too, and so that freed them to come back down here. So wash your ears out with this. The 10 most serious problems facing the world according to millennials. Millennials. Oh, yeah. So I know it's not, they're not exactly like us, but if you were a millennial and you wanted to be concerned, then know that you're not alone. Number 10 is the lack of opportunity for jobs or making money. Really? Really? You can't go out and make money. You can't go find a job. It may not be where you live. It may not be down the street from you, but there's some place where you really can make money.
I think so.
Yep. General safety, security, and well-being is number 9. Number 8, lack of education. Whose fault is that?
Right. Yeah.
Food and water and security and safety. That's number 7. What? Number 6, government corruption. Number 5, religious conflicts. Number 4, poverty. They're wringing their hands over poverty. Okay. All right. Well, go get a job so you won't be part of it, okay? Yeah. Inequality, wherever it may be, because it destroys income and is just general discrimination. Number 2 thing that worries millennials in the world, war.
What?
Yeah, because of war.
Just in general, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And then number 1 is climate change.
Oh, stop it.
I'm telling you.
That's the number 1 thing.
That's it. Number 1 is climate change.
They don't even
change.
Know what that is. Like, they say those words, and they don't even realize.
They don't know what most of those
about.
Things are.
True.
Excuse
true.
Me. You ask a millennial what poverty is.
True.
All right.
But poor. See,
they're like.
Poor people, right?
Yep.
But
mm-hmm.
Al Gore came out with that movie when I was a kid, and I saw it, and it scared me.
Ask somebody who lived through the Depression what poverty
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
Okay? Because you can find a whole lot of people that could do that. And poverty exists now. We know that. Anyhow.
Yeah.
To add to the list of people who are wondering who donated, Colin Kaepernick, what did he donate?
Oh, yeah, anything? That's a good question. Yeah, he's. We'll put him up there with Texter. Barack Obama. Yeah. We'll see how much he did. 717, earlier this week, we got a fun call from John Clanton. He was telling us what happened to the Waffle House people, how they came in. And John's with us this morning. He runs the fixed-base operation at Easterwood. So that's kind of a neat story, that right there.
Yeah, it really is. First of all, thanks for letting me come up here and hang out with the cool kids this morning. It's always a treat. You know, it was really fascinating, the coincidence of just coming into this, the Waffle House logistics airplane coming in, and maybe 10 minutes later, you guys having that story on the air.
Yeah.
I just couldn't pass that
Well,
up.
I appreciate that. The other thing, though, that you told us about, which ended up being questions all across the city, is the dang helicopters were every place and flying deep into the night, and that was an interesting story.
Yeah, and it has not slowed down at all. There's something on the order of 40 large military helicopters that are basing out of Easterwood right now. And they were originally doing water rescues out of Houston, but they're all the way down in Beaumont. So they're transiting from College Station Easterwood down to Beaumont, pulling people out of the water. And then some folks yesterday afternoon about 6:30 may have seen a large cargo airplane and a helicopter following closely behind it, and they were actually doing an air-to-air refueling.
Wow.
So the large cargo airplane was putting fuel into the helicopter, and then it was turning around and going back to Beaumont to do one more mission before it came home.
Goodness. And that will continue for foreseeable?
Well, we're not sure, and they're not sure. It's just day to day. It's fairly certain it'll be going on through the weekend, but I suspect that sometime in the middle of next week it'll slow down, if not stop altogether. Now, that's also dependent on what happens with the other tropical storm come hurricane that's out going to be in the Gulf fairly soon.
Yeah, we really don't need that on top of everything else. But one of the other reasons that I wanted you to come in today was to talk about something that you're involved in that has been here for a while, but that's the idea that you have basically areas where businesses can store off-site, and I guess Houston would be the story because of the very tragedy that we have right now. Kind of give us a history of how we got these farms in downtown Bryan.
Yeah, server farms, you know, actually your 90s are showing there, Scott. They're called data centers now.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
That's all right. But the interesting thing, you know, a data center is a place where a collection of servers are housed, and data centers are hardened spaces that have big security, and there's two large elements that have to happen for a data center. One is you have to have good and redundant connectivity. You have to have fiber connectivity through various carriers. And the second is you have to have a high-quality supply or supplier of energy. And so those are the those are the two biggest pillars of a data center. And if you have those, then you can establish a data center just about anywhere. However, what we have here in our community is we have those two. We have an amazing amount of fiber connectivity because most of the fiber connecting Houston to Dallas goes right down the railroad tracks, which goes through downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The second is power, and BTU provides reasonably priced power, and for some amount of time, they've been the most reliable electrical service provider in the state of Texas. So we have those two pillars to build on. But the biggest thing that we have in this community is we have the geographic separation from the coast. So most any storm that comes in, whether it was Rita, Ike, most of them are going to lose most of their punch by the time they get to our area.
Mm-hmm.
So the winds will be a lot lower, rainfall will be less. And so it's a much safer place. The likelihood of interruption from floods and power outages is significantly less here than it is in Houston.
So when did the first data center start opening up in downtown?
It was about 2003,
okay.
I believe.
So we've been doing this for almost 15 years. And again, what kind of companies are the ones who feel like they want to be able to store their data offsite?
Well, the first ones that we saw in this area, in addition to downtown Bryan and the Fibertown data centers, there are also organizations out of Houston that have their own private data centers up here. And the ones that we saw first were related to energy trading, and then in pipeline control. And then the type of entities that we see in our data centers are across the board. You obviously have energy because all of our customers come out of Houston area for the most part. And energy is a part of that, but we also have a big representation from healthcare and also from institutional, from school districts, from counties, and so forth. So it's just all the way across the board.
Do they generally update at the end of the day, or do they do it constantly? How does that usually work?
You know, nowadays it's really kind of like a mirrored system. So whatever's happening on one system at their office in downtown Houston is usually happening here at the same time. So that at any point in time, if there's any type of hiccup in Houston, their users wouldn't know the difference as to whether they were accessing a server on Travis Street or on Bryan Street.
Wow. And we're going to actually get more capacity. I guess RELIS is also going to have something similar to this?
That's right. The A&M system has an RFP out right now for a large data center, and that is an ongoing competition, and we're looking forward to seeing how that comes out.
You know, years ago they used to say Bryan College Station was conveniently inconvenient, but in a case like this, it really is a perfect situation.
Well, what we have said regarding our location is we're close enough to be convenient, and we're far enough away to provide some safety from the storms and the coast.
Yeah. And again, we had to have the transmission lines to be able to do that and up and running. And again, that's part of our economy that we really don't see, but that's why I thought it'd be interesting to have you come in and tell us a few things about that.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate it. And, you know, it does generate a significant amount of property tax revenue from all the servers that are here and the hotel rooms and hot taxes and so forth from our customers.
Excellent. John Clinton, thanks again.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Toyota's national clearance event. This is Jan.
Hi, I just wanted to make sure your clearance event is on because it's our last day of vacation and we're heading over right after.
Yes, it's on right now through September 5th. We've got great deals on the remaining 2017 models.
Perfect, because we've been waiting all summer.
Oh, this is crazy!
You know what's crazy? Our super low APR financing and incredible lease offers.
Oh man. Hey, can I save on a Camry?
Yes, Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tundra, and more.
Oh, this is the big one!
You're right. It's our biggest event of the year.
That was awesome.
Kind of like our national clearance event.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $369 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer or visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states and N9517.
Hey, what's up, guys? Frito here for my friends at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, obviously, just like everyone else, is watching the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. And just like a lot of us as well, they want to do something about it. Now, they don't know exactly what's going to happen in the aftermath, but they can say with certainty the Mattress Firm is here to help. And here's what they're doing. They're donating $1 million in product to those in need, plus a portion of every purchase made in any of their stores going all the way until Tuesday, September the 5th, is going to be donated to provide an additional $1 million worth of pillows, blankets, and mattresses for people who have lost their homes and are going to have to rebuild. Now, if you're looking to donate, Mattress Firm stores are also equipped to accept monetary donations that are going to go to the American Red Cross Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. You can also make donations online at mattressfirm.com. Go to mattressfirm.com or any of their locations. Help Mattress Firm help the people of the Texas coast.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at soberrides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Good morning, 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Hey, the weather is going to be really nice. The north winds are going to end, so we're not going to get to enjoy that much longer. And we do have a chance of some rain as we begin next week. But still in all, it's okay from a temperature standpoint. We're looking at a high temperature of 91 today. If you're doing Friday night football tonight, should be ideal. 70 degrees out there. About the same temps for Saturday and Sunday with sunshine. Then some clouds will roll in on Sunday night. We have a 20% chance of rain on Labor Day with a high of about 89. And then a 50-50 chance of showers on Tuesday with a high temperature of 87. So anyway, enjoy north winds again a little bit today. Then they're going to shift around out of the south, it looks like, for the balance of it. But we've had pretty nice weather since all that stuff got out of here. 90% relative humidity right now. We have fair skies, and it's 70.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Last Tuesday, Senator Dianne Feinstein appeared in San Francisco at a sold-out event, the Commonwealth Club of California. You can't afford to get in. She got a standing O when she came on stage for an hour-long conversation with former Congresswoman Ellen Tosher. And nothing unusual happened as the two liberals chatted until near the end. Senator Feinstein was asked why Democrats aren't being more out front in their attacks on Trump. What do they think they're being? Docile? Anyway, instead of playing their audience, Feinstein served them cold water from the bucket of truth. She reminded them Trump's only been president for 8 months, that they should all forget about impeachment and should be prepared to deal with Trump for the first 4 years of his term. And then she said the question's whether he can learn and change. If so, I believe he can be a good president. Well, that was like showing Dracula the cross. But she went further. She said attacking Trump all the time is making it hard for her and Democrats in Washington getting done. The crowd was in shock. First there was stunned silence, then some hisses, and then nervous laughter. They totally misunderstood her. What she was saying was that if Trump would simply grow and become more like liberal Democrats, he could end up being a great president. But they're so filled with hate, they didn't get it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
It is an honor and privilege to own land. Caring for land has its own cost. So my good friends at Mahindra are lessening the burden on landowners by offering the biggest savings of the year during the Mahindra inventory clearance sale. That's right, you can enjoy special cash back and savings on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth. And every penny you save on your Mahindra can be invested right back into your land. It's really the most affordable way to care for the land you love. Get a new tractor or UTV at a rock-bottom price, plus the industry's best warranty. It's a win-win. So get your work done, America, and learn more about inventory clearance savings on the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second time this week, Brazos County Commissioners held an emergency meeting related to Harvey. County Judge Dwayne Peters says there was approval to extending their emergency disaster declaration for 30 days, and they approved spending $6,000 for a 12-month lease on land to build a detour of a county road damaged by last week's rains.
Those folks are having to walk in and out. That's their only way to get to their houses. And so by declaring this emergency meeting, we were actually able to pass that easement through court today, and we'll have guys out there working on it over the weekend. We want to try to get those folks away in and out of their houses as quickly as possible.
The damaged road, McAllister Lane, is in the Stewart's Meadow subdivision west of College Station. The judge says the Brazos Center is being used as a FEMA staging area.
They've got about 300 people in and out of there at any one time there, and then there's National Guard is actually supposed to be coming in tonight to be staged out of there.
The Brazos County Expo remains available for horses to board, though Peter says none are there right now. One of two swimmers who were rescued from Lake Bryan last Saturday night during rainfall from Harvey has died. Bryan police identified the victim as a 24-year-old man who was a Texas A&M student from India. Nikhil Bhatia and three other international students were swimming when he and a 25-year-old woman started to drown. The two other friends flagged down a bystander. The bystander pulled Bhatia out of the water, and a Bryan police officer pulled out the woman. CPR was administered on both until medical personnel arrived and transported them to a local hospital. At last report, the woman remains in critical condition. Before the U.S. Postal Service updated its website, mail service resumed in Bryan and College Station following a four-day suspension.
All that Bryan Postmaster Thomas Tone would say is that mail carriers returned to the streets yesterday morning and the retail lobby reopened. College Station Postmaster Roland Sanchez said they received four trucks Wednesday night from their processing center in North Houston, and that's where their mail will continue to be sent and received. Sanchez says the most asked questions when customers should expect their mail. His answer is the mail will be delivered the same day it arrives from Houston. His suggestion, if you have to get non-emergency mail to locations that are not in the Houston area, is to take a drive to a post office that's not in the Houston processing zone. Those locations include Carmine, Giddings, Rockdale, Milano, Bremon, Leona, and Midway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Harvey has meant additional responsibilities at United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says as the local manager of the 211 Texas Information Service, that staff has been fielding calls since last weekend.
Saturday, some of the other centers were able to manage it across the state, the call volume that came in. But on Sunday, the Houston 211 Center had to go down because of the threat of flooding. And so that meant that all of those calls had to be answered elsewhere. So 211 stepped into action.
Prince says their center took 300 calls on Sunday, then handled another 300 calls Monday morning.
Yesterday, we were getting a lot of calls about, I'm stuck, I'm stranded, I'm stuck in my house, water's rising, I'm on my rooftop, I need to evacuate. So we were doing a lot of referring to 911, trying to help get emergency personnel there to help evacuate individuals. And so today, some of those calls have shifted more towards, now I'm in a safe place, but now where do I go? Now what do I do? I'm needing food. I'm needing shelter.
The 211 call center, which is open 24 hours a day, is also referring people who are asking how they can help storm victims. Brian Broadcasting, The Eagle, and KBTX want to thank everyone who participated in Wednesday's donation drive for Harvey victims. Four trucks provided by Kentmore Cabinets for the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back event arrived yesterday outside the NRG Center in downtown Houston. More than 40 volunteers from Houston's A&M Hometown Club and more than 10 volunteers from a Rotary group unloaded the donations. A fifth truck provided by The Eagle went to diaper.org in Houston to provide supplies to victims living with family members in hotels and in tents. And a sixth truck provided by Little Guys Movers is going to Rockport this weekend. First Friday in downtown Bryan tonight will begin with a celebration of the West 31st Street murals.
All these different artists came together to do this project, and so we're going to be there celebrating that completion of the project.
Caitlin Brown says you can meet the founders of the project along with the artists who created the murals, which all have a hint of Bryan culture. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 70 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station is proud to be this year's title sponsor for the 2017 Chamber of Commerce Lobster Fest and Golf Classic, the Chamber's largest and most popular fundraiser of the year. Howdy, I'm Mike Holmgreen with TB&T. Come be a part of this two-day fundraising event. Enjoy fresh Maine lobster and steak on Sunday, September 17th at the Brazos Center, and then tee off on Monday, September 18th at Pebble Creek Country Club. Support the BCS Chamber of Commerce. To reserve a table or register a golf team, go to bcschamber.org.
Bryan Broadcasting invites you to attend the Save Our Streets Ministry's 16th Annual Banquet, Do Something, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 26th at 6:30 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
I'm not called to everybody, but I'm called to somebody. We're all called to somebody.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Good morning, 737, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure continues to sit over the state, exactly what we need. Keep the weather nice and dry over the next several days. We'll have sunshine today, a few clouds this afternoon, and a high of 90 to 95. Overnight, clear, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, back to 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, it's partly cloudy and 70 to 75. Sunday, partial sun. There could be a thunderstorm, highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Travion Williams weighs in on the Aggie O-line as the team gets ready for their season opener against UCLA on Sunday. Meanwhile, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for the season's first high school football report, and Roger Federer heads to the third round of the U.S. Open. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So did you get some mail yesterday in your mailbox? Huh? How'd that go for you?
I didn't even check.
No, me neither. Okay,
well, but I do know people did get mail.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. And, you know, we got a letter yesterday in our mailbox at the Bryan Post Office that had been hand-canceled, okay, with a stamp, you know, that said College Station, Texas on it.
Wow.
But now that mail is starting to move, you've got a letter that you need to get to someplace.
Right.
Did you hear Bill's story? Yeah, have you got that?
Do you want me to play his audio, or do you want me to just tell you the location?
I want his audio. Yeah.
Okay. Well, give me a second. Do you want the whole story?
Okay, well, sure, that's great.
Here we go.
College Station Postmaster Roland Sanchez and Bryan Postmaster Thomas Tombo said carriers hit the streets yesterday morning and retail operations are open at both post offices. Mm-hmm. Sanchez said they received four trucks Wednesday night from the processing center in North Houston. Mm-hmm. Sanchez says the answer to the most asked question is the mail will go out the same day it arrives from Houston. Mm-hmm. His suggestion for the fastest way to send non-emergency mail not headed to the Houston area is to use post offices outside the Houston processing zone.
Yeah.
Those locations include Midway, Leona, Bremon, Milano, Rockdale, Giddings, and Carmine.
Okay. Hey, you're saying to us with a straight face, oh, if you need to get the letter out, that mail, that,
you need to go drive to Bremon.
Drive it yourself.
Drop it on down there.
Hey, I want to, look, excuse me. It's USPS. The second S is service. Do you think maybe you could put a box in front of one of the post offices that says this mail will be taken outside the Houston zone? Does it take a brain surgeon to come up with that? I mean, the Postal Service is
no, because you just came up with
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
It just takes a really good radio show host up with it.
They actually are saying, the Postal Service is saying to you, oh, well, no, we can't do that. No, you can drive. And by the way, while gas prices are going up, you can drive that letter over there. You can put it in the front seat of your car, and it'll be just fine, and you can talk to it on the way.
It's like you're a mail carrier all in and of itself.
I always wanted to be a postman.
That's it. Hello.
What was the post office's motto again? Something about storms and
rain or
snow or sleet or hail.
And if they can't, then they want you to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I always thought it was kind of funny that rain or snow or sleet or hail couldn't stop the mail, but Sunday could.
But Hurricane Harvey can.
So again, they say it's basically like, why don't you just go ahead and do it yourself, okay? No, don't bother us with your mail. Go ahead and do it yourself.
Yep.
Oh, I cannot imagine that they said that with a straight face, but maybe so. Mm. All right, here's a guy who's making it tough on all you other single guys out there. A woman named Leah Adamy from Orange County, California, tweeted a photo earlier this week. She's at a nail salon, and a guy there's feeding his girlfriend chicken nuggets.
Stop. No.
While she gets a manicure.
Stop.
While she gets a manicure.
Okay, so I am okay with guys going with their girlfriends to the nail salon if they are also getting services done.
Okay.
So they're
right.
going to get a pedicure. Some guys get manicures, you know, get their hands worked on.
Yep.
I'm all for it. Go. Have a cute little couple's date. That's great. But it's the guys that go in and just sit next to the girl while she gets her hands done or her toes done. And they're like, they look miserable because obviously they are. But then why are you there?
Yeah.
And like the nail salon, well, she is. The nail salon I go to, there are several other businesses and stores like around that you could walk to.
Sure.
Like go walk to the other stores.
A valuable chair there, buddy.
That's true too. but yeah, it is just one of the most bizarre things to me.
And he's feeding her chicken
nuggets. That's just weird. Like, could she not wait 30
really?
More minutes to go get her own chicken nuggets?
Is she gonna pass out? Oh. Here, baby, let me feed you a chicken.
Yeah,
chicken
that's
nugget
gross.
You do that.
That's just, I don't really want to eat food in a nail salon anyway.
Yeah. All right. So did you hear about, it's just kind of random stories out there. The older couple in Houston trapped in their house, so they called Chick-fil-A on Monday morning.
No.
Asked for two breakfast burritos and a boat.
Okay.
The restaurant was closed because of the flood, but the manager was there checking on the place. He ended up getting them rescued by jet ski.
Oh, wow.
Are they not the best in the world?
Right?
I'm not in Georgia, apparently. Wasn't that the state that hated Chick-fil-A the most?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it's California.
California.
Yes,
yeah.
Hey there.
Them too.
Hey, the guy's going to the nail salon to get that free high on that acetone. They're breathing.
That's what it is. That's it. Yeah, where's that remover stuff? Yeah. No, it's California where that was their least favorite. Because the story was your least favorite food, and they said Chick-fil-A.
Just Chick-fil-A in general.
Which
come
you
on.
Said, you know, that's not
that's
a
not
food.
That's not a food.
It's a company. And again, you don't like them, and that just says a lot about you.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, so anyway, but he got them rescued in jet ski, and they were reunited the next day, and they apparently were able to get their food, so that's fun. Seven employees at a Mexican bakery in Houston were trapped at work for 2 days this week, and they knew that people would need food. So they just baked thousands of loaves of bread and then went around the city shelters and handed them out. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I'll see if I can grab the name of that bakery because that's kind of fun. Manager of a Pizza Hut in Sugar Land found that people were running out of food, so she and her employees used kayaks to deliver 120 free pizzas. And she says they'll keep doing it until the store runs out of supplies. 23-year-old guy in Beaumont found out that it would be several days before his family and neighbors got airlifted out by helicopter, so he and his uncle went around with a boat, rescued about 50 people and several babies.
Wow.
So there you are. And a lot of livestock. We talked about that yesterday, some pretty amazing horse rescues that we had seen out there. And again, you know, quite in reality, there's going to be dead livestock out there as well. We know that. There's just going to be some areas
so
where they weren't able to get to high ground.
I saw this story by Long Way Home. They posted it on their Instagram yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And remember my story about the cat that ended up in my tire well of my truck?
Okay. Ford.
So apparently this guy brought in a dog to the A&M vet school or, hospital. He had struck the dog somewhere along the way. There's multiple stories out there. Let's just say we think he hit it in Madisonville.
Okay.
He stopped, got out of his car, couldn't find the dog, got back in, got here. It was stuck in the grill of his car.
Oh, my.
And traveled with him all the way to College Station he realized where it was. It's alive. The vet school was able to take care of it, and now Long Way Home has him, and he is up for foster or adoption.
Wow. So it ended well.
There's a picture of him in the front of the car.
Oh, man.
It is crazy, they've named him Grits. If you can
their
you can
names
imagine.
Are always I know. The best.
Generally, how big a dog would you say?
Medium, like maybe 20 pounds or so. Maybe a little bit heavier, but yeah, it was the most bizarre thing.
Glad to hear that at least right now.
Because he was on his way from Louisiana or like from another state.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure what, if he was just coming down here for rescue efforts or what, but a really, really crazy story. You can check it out on their, I'm sure, Facebook and Instagram.
There you go. 746. Colorado Rockies have a mascot. It's a Triceratops. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, that makes no sense, right?
No.
Well, a dinosaur rib bone actually was discovered when the ballpark was being built in 1994, that is the reason.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you know that the majority of people in Canada don't say colored pencils? They say pencil crayons.
Oh, okay.
They're so weird.
We used to call them matte pencils.
There you go.
Matt. Oh, I remember that.
Here's Bill Oliver.
I was in Bryan when you started teeing off on the Postal Service. And, of course, we're on our first day of the new hands-free law statewide, so I can't call in.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Even in Bryan.
Yeah.
Here's my mindset on the comments from
Please.
The postmaster.
Yeah,
Houston's backed up.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how long they're going to be backed up?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think using somebody else's commercial logo, if you need to get it there,
yeah,
this is what you have to do.
I don't get it.
Now on the flip side,
mm-hmm.
why can't the post offices here do the driving for you to those other locations?
Absolutely. You put a mailbox designated for whatever purpose.
Outside of the Houston processing zone.
Right, yeah. And I'm not sure what mail does or doesn't need to go in there. That'd be the individual's decision. But if the idea is we move the mail, then you move it.
Yeah, if you think the most important thing that's got to get there tomorrow is that birthday card that you forgot to send until the last minute.
Right.
Put it in this slot.
Right.
Like they used to, there used to be that.
They did. They had 778 and non-778.
Exactly.
Right. Yep, they did. Well, again, that's the Postal Service. And
I appreciate the College Station postmaster giving me that additional information.
Well, and again, he didn't make the decision. So you don't
That's right.
You don't blame him.
And
I'm
you
not
don't,
blaming
and you don't blame the You don't blame your carrier.
No,
You tell the carriers thank you.
Yep, that's right. Because
give them a gift card for being out there.
They can't accept that, but you could leave one someplace. But that's it is, and that is the frustration within the Postal Service, and there's the frustration in lots of entities that the government oversees. Again, they are not, okay, they're not part of the government, okay? They don't get funding from the government. Don't understand that.
But they act like the government.
They do, but the decision was made somewhere up the line that postmaster is going to tell the news media, yeah, just get it and put it in your car and you can just go.
And they're going to remain in their bunkers?
Yeah.
And there's never going to be a congressional inquiry into it because it only impacted one little blip?
Right. Because, yeah, the congressman from Ohio who's the chairman of whatever committee doesn't care. You know, these are only people along the Gulf Coast. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes,
and I'm
sir.
Glad you didn't break the law this morning. Okay, it's 7:49.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
There's no such thing as a formula in marriage, but there's a particular way of arguing that comes awfully close for a lot of couples. It's a pattern of communication that almost guarantees to make your conflict worse and your marriage weaker. Frank and Barb fell into this trap all the time. They would get into a disagreement, and one of them would lose their cool as soon as the conversation started. Then they'd spend the next 30 minutes shouting over one another to get their points across. They had to yell because neither one of them was listening to the other. Notice the progression. Anger first, lots of talking, and no listening. It's a pattern of conflict that's repeated in thousands of marriages every day, and the results are just as predictable. Once somebody gets angry, you can be sure the conflict will escalate quickly, and nothing good happens when couples start shouting and stop listening. If you get stuck in unhealthy patterns of conflict that lead nowhere, there's another formula you need to know about. This one will help resolve disagreements. It works in exactly the reverse order. Biblical wisdom expresses it this way: be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. You probably can't avoid all conflict, but your marriage won't suffer if you know how to disagree effectively. Listen first, speak second, and don't be in such a hurry to get angry. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, the Aggie football season gets underway this weekend in California, and there's definitely been a question among fans about what the Aggie offense has up front. The O-line lost two players to the NFL last year in Jermaine Illuminor and Avery Genesee, and some think it might be a little bit of a rebuild. However, running back Travion Williams doesn't seem concerned.
Oh, my boys are doing great. You know, Coach Turner getting those guys well, and they're moving bodies. You know, and I told those guys, I got the syrup as long as they keep bringing the pancakes. Yes, sir. Yeah, but I got to love my guys. They're grinding, and I'm going to have a great season.
Kickoff Sunday night against UCLA is set for 6:30 p.m. with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, the Friday night lights burn bright tonight. With your first high school football report of the season, here's Zach Taylor.
High school football is back in the Brazos Valley. A&M Consolidated kicks off the Lee Fedora era tonight at home against Coppers Cove on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brian welcomes Hutto to town on Sports Radio 1150, and Rudder new head man Greg Morgan takes his team to Del Valley on Willie 1550. St. Joe's heads to Texas Wind on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Brazos Christian welcomes Cypress Christian to town, and Buffalo visits Rice on Willie 103.5. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Meanwhile, Navasota pays a visit to Franklin at 7 o'clock on Willie 97.7. And College Station will entertain Austin Westlake tomorrow afternoon at 2 on the Zone 102.7 FM. For more information, head on over to thebrazosfootball.com. And that's been your high school football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Elsewhere, Texas A&M has reached an agreement in principle with head softball coach Joe Evans on a new 5-year contract yesterday. Evans, who was inducted into the National Fast Pitch Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2015, has led the Aggies to the NCAA postseason 18 times, including 3 trips to the Women's College World Series and 6 trips to the NCAA Super Regionals. Out at Ellis Field, the number 12 Aggie soccer team opens their home slate today when they host the number 19 Oklahoma State Cowgirls. First kick for that one is slated for 8 p.m. Volleyball fans across the nation will be focused on College Station this weekend as Texas A&M plays host to defending national champion and number 1 ranked Stanford and number 5 Penn State in the Aggie Classic at Reed Arena today through Sunday. All 3 teams enter the tournament undefeated and have not dropped a single set. In Major League Baseball, Jose Altuve hit a solo homer, and Josh Reddick provided a tie-breaking RBI single as the Astros downed the Rangers 5-1 in St. Petersburg. The Astros game against the Mets tonight was postponed, but they return home to Houston tomorrow night to face the Mets at 1:10 p.m., while the Rangers take on the Angels tonight in Arlington at 7:05 p.m. In the NFL, the Houston Texans and wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins have agreed to a 5-year, $81 million contract extension. Meanwhile, the NFL Players Union is suing the league on behalf of Ezekiel Elliott, seeking to vacate the upcoming ruling of an arbitrator over the Dallas running back's 6-game suspension. And the U.S. Open continues today following another 5-set victory by third seed Roger Federer. The 19-time Grand Slam champion joins top seed Rafael Nadal and number 6 Dominique Thiem in the third round. Second round winners on the women's side yesterday include top seed Carolina Pliskova and 4 seed Alina Svitolina, along with Americans Coco Vandeweghe, Madison Keys, Shelby Rogers, and Jennifer Brady. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Appreciate it, Brad. It is time for the deal of the day, thanks to the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. It's a 2015 Chevrolet Silverado 2500 HD LTZ. It's a four-door crew cab, Duramax 6.6-liter V8 turbo diesel. You can pocket this one for $46,388. To find more great deals like that, or maybe get your truck all duded up, all you have to do is go to Texas Custom Outfitters, which is on the same page, by the way, as Team Ford of Navasota. All you have to do is go online. It is teamofnavasota.com, or the short trip south to Navasota. It's right there on Highway 6 next to Sioux Falls Prater.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
About 2 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, let's see.
Your gas is pretty much about $2.19, for instance, at Sam's and the Valero over there on Rock Prairie and
ATB. We did get a text message. The Valero on 29th Street, okay. I believe, is out of premium.
All right.
But the prices of the other stuff looks the same.
Okay. So, again, yeah, go ahead and, you know, top off your tank. That's fine. But I think that they were... I mean, I had somebody texting me last night, do I need to go fill up right now? I'm going, I don't think so. But there you are. So it's out there. Just put it on your list of things to do. In the meantime, things that always go on sale in September. Things that always go on sale in September. TVs.
Okay.
They start going on sale in September. Stores start making room for the newer models. Because if you don't have
Makes sense.
Worry about being embarrassed when somebody walks in your house and goes, oh, I see you've got a 2017 TV instead of the 2018.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, who? Okay.
Smartphones. Apple and Samsung typically announce their latest models in September. Mm. So if you're cool with buying a phone that isn't going to be brand new anymore, then you should be able to get an iPhone 7 for kind of cheap by the end of the month. New cars, just like TVs and smartphones, new cars are hitting the dealerships in September. So... you'll have the upper hand when negotiating and financing. Yeah, or maybe not. We'll just see. And vacations. Kids are back in school. Some places.
Yeah,
and
true.
Summer is over, so if you have an opportunity to do that, you can get some discounts sometimes now in October. But again, as we were discussing this morning, we have a new normal in Texas, and we're going to be learning more and more about whatever that new normal is in the weeks to come. Brazos Valley weather forecast. You know, not too bad. Look for a high temperature today, about 90 degrees, with the north winds finally do die down, and we won't have those going for us after that. But still, highs right around 90, lows around 70 all the way through the weekend. Right now, it is 70 degrees at 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Unemployment has gone up. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. There was a slight increase and less hiring.